Though beautiful to watch, figure skating, more than many other athletic sports, has a high rate of injury for competitors, including stress fractures and joint replacements, which bring early ends to skating careers. Because of the high-risk nature of the sport, experts are hoping to design new skates that may ease the impact of skating on joints. A group of researchers from BYU, including Sarah Ridge, an assistant professor of exercise science, and Stephen Charles, an associate professor of mechanical engineering, are making strides to achieve this goal, beginning with measuring the forces on the skates. Dr. Stephen Charles.
You can't make a boot that transfers less forces unless you can measure those forces. And no one's ever been able to measure those forces before. And so that's where we come in. We wanted to build a device that was fully self-contained on the figure skating boot and blade so that figure skaters could still perform their normal routines and jumps and landings, and we could measure those forces. Up until now, the best people could do was to bring a figure skater into a biomechanics lab that had a force plate, and they could jump from a box onto the force plate, and maybe they would do a half turn in the air. But of course, that's nothing like the forces that you might feel when you're doing a quadruple turn.
Charles says that although the device is structurally simple, it is groundbreaking for skating research.
The device conceptually isn't that complicated. So figure skates have stanchions. Those are the bars that connect the blade to the boot. And every time you land, those stanchions compress a little bit, like a millionth of an inch. And so we applied what are called strain gauges to those stanchions so that we could measure that tiny compression. And then by doing a calibration, we can figure out how much compression corresponds to how much force.
The project has come a long way in its years of development, but Charles says it will take more years of testing and data collection before conclusions can be drawn.
So we started this project 3.5 years ago. We're just getting to the point where we can use the device on ice. So far, all of the time has been spent in development. And so the goal for the next, let's say, 2 years or so is to use this device to measure these forces on a whole bunch of different figure skaters doing a whole bunch of different routines.
It is hoped that the research will aid in creating safer and longer skating careers for athletes such as Russian skating star Evgeny Plushenko, who was forced to withdraw from the Sochi skating competitions because of back problems associated with a herniated disc. For Utah Public Radio, this is Taylor Halverson.